when you switch from passiveness to being intentional, then you go from just existing to living.
Jump, you're ready now. Jump, the sky's the limit. Jump, jump, jump. Leave it all behind and jump. Just go for it. Jump, if you can dream it.
Jump, jump, jump.
Together we can do all things.
Rebecca here with Jump Podcast, and today, season 4, we are doing Get Inspired season. Is going to be absolutely great. And today I have this guest today that I also am going to introduce as one of my dear friends, this beautiful queen, Lizzie Santos. She's gorgeous and she has so many gifts and talents. I don't even know how to start because she has so many gifts and talents. But I'm so excited to bring this as a first podcast of 2023 because she has had such a tremendous impact on my life with who she is and the things that she does and how she lives her life so intentionally beautiful. So Lizzie, it is a joy to have you here at Jump Podcast.
I mean, it was already a joy, but starting the day with someone saying that you're gorgeous, everybody deserves that. You should start a hotline when people call you and then they hear you saying that they're gorgeous. It's the all best right way to start the day.
I should record it says, you're gorgeous. Yes. You can do great things. All right.
Do it. I'm going to call it every day.
That's right. You're so sweet. Actually, you have my phone number, so you can call me. But let's go ahead. One of the things that I wanted to bring you as the first thing of the year to our listeners is because not only you inspire me the way you live your life, but I think you have done remarkable things in your life, and you have different roles. You have your mom, your friend, your daughter, your singer. You are a founder and a CEO of a company. You are a traveler. You are wife. You have so many roles in this life. And I think and you are a creator too. You are a storyteller creator, which I love storyteller friends, because you're one of the people that we get to sit outside and we have enough stories to share with each other. By the end of the day, we didn't share enough the stories. We still have more stories to share. And we're still finding out things about each other that is like, what? I didn't know about that. So we still have that.
We're onions, remember?
We are onions. Today is one of those days that we're peeling another onion together. And how cool is that to be able to bring our friends with us on this onion peeling day? So I'm excited for that. So I want to start with the end in mind. So
are we making people cry?
Yes, always.
All right.
Let's get the tissue. Always. That is just part of life. Okay. We like to talk deep. We like to talk meaningful things, and we're here to inspire people. And sometimes if the tear comes, I just want to give you permission and give anyone that is listening permission to cry. Now it would be pretty funny if you're working out at the gym and somebody sees you crying. That's kind of funny. Right. And then he's just going to say, my gosh, this podcast is so good.
That's what you get for being around onions.
Can
we do?
Oh, that is so good. You just invented something. Oh, gosh. We should write a book together. It's called The Onions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Let's go back to what it's about. Today, this show is about getting to know you and getting to know a little bit of like what drives you in life, right? How do you wake up to be who you are, Lizzie? When you wake up and you decide I'm Lizzie today, what some of the things that, how does your process work? So I want to start with the end in mind. If we start with the end in mind, my question is, what do you think is the difference between living and existing?
That's a great question. I think it's all about being passive or being intentional. especially in this phase of life that both of us are living through, mm-hmm. which is, you know, having a family, raising kids while trying to build a business. When you switch it from passiveness to being intentional, when you switch from passiveness to being intentional, then you go from just existing to living.
That is absolutely incredible, because that is like you're telling people one of the keys, and this really a secret, is stop being passive and become intentional in what you do. And everything is about that. Intentionally, I'm making a decision to change exactly. and do things. Yeah. So when you decide to become this remarkable startup, that the company that you started, which is CityCat, right? Mm-hmm. Did you was intentionally thinking about people's experience in traveling, correct?
Yes. So let me draw 2 points here. One, going back to what we were just saying, mm-hmm. that was the beginning of my understanding myself and understanding this whole philosophy that I just brought up right now right. of being intentional. Because when I had the idea for CityCat, first of all, my background is journalism. I'm not right. in business. I became a business person. That's but right. I had just had my third kid. So I had a baby who was like 2 months old.
Wow.
And I had a toddler who was, I don't think he was even considered a toddler yet. He was 1.5. And then I had a 4-year-old. So it was the worst moment to start something like that. But I was drowning. You know, any mom is going to identify with me. At that moment, you lose yourself. And the passiveness, right? You're just responding. And I didn't know who I was anymore. So I had this idea, and it was crazy for me to pursue it back then. Wow. But I was intentional in pursuing it because I needed to exercise my brain with something else wow. than changing diapers. So that's the moment where I started my startup. And to be wow. honest, at the like very first moment, I wasn't even thinking about the end goal of CityCat. I didn't have the vision that I have today. I was just trying to find something to be intentional about. As your reactions are the best.
I'm going to take it in.
Listeners, go to YouTube and go see Rebecca's reaction. Right now. You're missing on something here. But then as the second point that I want to bring, yes, to your question, yes, I'm also being intentional in caring about people's experiences when they go to visit destinations. And I think it's all about intention, CityCat, because the thing is, most travelers right now, they're very passive. You know, they choose a destination and then they're told by ads, by, you know,
someone.
Articles, by the destinations itself, themselves, by the attractions, they're told what to do. It's kind of yes. like when you go to Target and you're told what to buy. Right?
I told you. Careful.
It's like that. Careful. But when you take and you switch again, you know, you do the switch yeah. and you become intentional in trips and you decide, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to learn all about the mm-hmm. true core of that destination. What's behind yeah. it? What are the cultural values? What is it about it that I can learn that I haven't yet because of my own culture background? Mm-hmm. What's so unique about it? How can I contribute to local economy through my trip?
Right.
You know, instead of financing oh, yeah. yet another big corporation, how can I yeah. help the mom and pop shop? So it's yeah. about intentional travel. And it's all about intentionality from the moment that you plan to the moment that you experience in your trip. So
and,
that's
what I want to open a little window in this, because a lot of our listeners, they are creators, they are artists, just like myself. Mm-hmm. And there's something that happens if creators don't leave their environment, there's no way to get inspired for creativity. They mm-hmm. don't get inspired for creativity mm-hmm. and they don't want the normal everyone is doing the same. They want mm-hmm. to find out the beautiful things and the things that no one knows. That's what creators are about. So this whole business idea you had was really to give creators in the world tools to find the beautiful things about life.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, all creators are trying to find different ways to portray things, right? You're trying to portray people in another way, nature in another way. And that's how I see travel. It's like you drink water in a certain way at home, back at home, and then you go to another country and you find out this whole different way of drinking water. So it's like different perspectives, different shading, different lighting, right? Yeah. On the same thing, you know, like all the different ways that you can see, experience, touch, feel one leaf. No.
Right. It's the same as like life can be so rich mm-hmm. with the experiences of going in places and experience of getting to know new things and in a different eyes. And that's what you call the cats, which is the city cats. They are the different eyes. It's like finding the different eyes that says, over there, there's a local guy. Over here, there's an art show. Over here, there's ice cream. You know, over there, there's a vegan thing. It's always specifically the eye, the look is so completely different. Yes. But you must be a tremendous leader, okay? to bring that to the world. Like you have a vision, you pursue the vision. How do you lead? How do you lead that vision? How do you find people to show other people what is cool about that place?
So now you're bringing up another trait of mine that I've learned to embrace with time and age. And, you know, it wasn't always like that. You know, we all grow up with peer pressure and trying to be like other people. But one of the things that I've learned to embrace is who I am. I am who I am. And I'm going to be authentic.
This is the first of the year. Hold on. This is getting better as we speak. Come on, you guys.
Reach it.
I am. Please. Who I am.
Yeah. You know, like God has created all this multitude of people that are different from each other and we complement each other and we're trying to change each other to be the same thing. And that doesn't work like that. You know, it's the fact that we're different that makes us so beautiful as, you know, humanity. So I've learned to embrace who I am and I've learned to admire who people are. And to me, the key word is authenticity. It's all about not changing who you are to fit into molds. So I have been 100% honest here. I have zero experience in being a CEO and founder and businesswoman. I was a journalist. But then I became this person and I realized, you know, I can either obsess over the theory of being a leader and go and read 1,000 books about it, mm-hmm. or I can be who I am. And I can lead a company which aims to let everybody be who they are. And that's what CityCat is in essence, because we're connecting travelers with people and destinations with the goal of promoting authenticity. You're not going to Orlando, where we live, to go to the theme parks, but you're going to Orlando to visit Lake Eola, to visit Winter Park, to visit the surrounding cities, to visit Kissimmee, Lakefront, to visit all the things that the locals visit. And you're finding out about all that's authentic in there and you're finding beauty and authenticity. And at the same time, it's how I lead my team. I right now have people all over the world, like literally. I have 4 clocks in front of me right now, displaying the different time zones that I have to deal with. Wow. And there's all those cultural differences. And how do I deal with it? Have I taken any cross-cultural course? No, I haven't. We're just being ourselves. I'm just letting people be themselves. And we're just, it's about, you know, authenticity and open communication and just listening a lot as well. So that's it. You know, you just touched on my 2 key things here. I've been intentional, and I've been authentic.
I love with all my soul and heart. I love that we're able to develop such a deep talks like this, because I think that, sure, everybody wants to know how do you start the business and all business and business, but there is something behind business, which is people.
Yes. Yes.
And there's this is the ideal, like I'm really passionate about share the humanity side of things and how they, how that got developed, right? Mm-hmm. How do you got developed on that and that note? So I love when you're challenging the authenticity on people, because again, that comes for everyone. If you're trying to be what everybody is, there's nothing about you that is different. So with that being said, you're just bland, blah, with everybody else. But if you decide, I'm going to be who I am, and that's going to be my portion of gift to the world,
yeah,
that changes then. Because all of a sudden, it's like, okay, what do you talk about?
That's right? How you go from a blank canvas to art, right? You throw splashes of color.
You paint it.
Like, you paint it all kinds of people with authenticity. Then you have this beautiful picture, you know, but... Yeah, I mean,
so with that being said, because it's the beginning of the year, I don't know if you can disclose this for our listeners, but can you say what is the next place that you are going, or no?
That yeah,
you can.
Yeah, I have a countdown on my phone. In 17 days, I'm going to be in Japan.
Tell us about that. Let us get inspired by the way you're living your life so intentionally, so authentic.
Yeah. So just to give you a little background on that, one of the things that changed in this world that's post-pandemic right now, that changed everything, is that people in general are trying to be more intentional, right? We were isolated for so long, and we crave human interaction. We crave, we want to see the world. And as it is, you know, we're tired of made up stuff. We want to see the world as it is. And with that, one of the trends that has been growing a lot in travel is called the second destination trend, which means, you know, instead of going for the first destination in a country, the most famous one, you're going to try to find the smaller destinations around it. So in Japan's case, if you think Japan, you think Tokyo. Mm-hmm. But we're actually working with the island of Hokkaido, which is the top part of Japan. And it's the less known part of Japan by the Westerners. It's actually very visited by Japanese people and by Asians, but not so much known by Westerners. But it's a very, very, very authentic Japanese experience in a much smaller space. Because if you think Japan, there's this large mainland. That you can find so much to do, but you have to go around in trains and through airplanes and all. But in this island, you can see it all. You can see the cherry trees, you can see the hot springs, you can see fishing, you can see snow, you can see shrines, you can see lavender fields, mountains.
I'm ready for a meditation time. Over there, you can see the waterfall, and over there you can see the
can do big cloud watching. You can go up in mountains and you're gonna be over the clouds and you can see them. So all of these amazing things in one island, and you can just drive around. It's driving distance for everything, and it's a great second destination. And as a company, we're working to develop second destinations around the world. We don't think the first destinations need our help. They're already very popular. But people are trying to find less crowded and more authentic places to go. So we're working with Japan to develop their second destinations and attract more Westerners there. And it's been a pleasure to work with them and to develop the destination. You find out that these places have so much potential, but they just need a little push.
I just want to say that it is so beautiful to see that when you have a vision to be a bridge, you become that bridge. And now you are experienced the success of such a pursuit that you had. And I want our listeners to listen to this and really capture that it is all a process of dreaming, putting action behind the dreaming, and now actually walking with their feet and now getting to the, like, it's, do you, would you say that for everything that needs to have a major action in life?
Yes. Yes. You know, as I said, it all started with me just trying to, you know, be sane when I had little kids. I didn't have this much vision back then. I could never imagine me working with Japan, working with 80 other destinations around the world. I could barely sleep back then. So there wasn't a lot of vision, but there was a lot of action.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's a tiny action every single day, you can't jump off a stair, the whole staircase. You've got to go one step at a time.
That is.
So, yes.
That is the biggest mic drop key unlocking the door for people.
Yes.
Isn't that?
Yes. Yes.
If you listen to this, take a moment now and listen to this. Small steps.
Yeah.
Will lead yeah. you to work with countries. Small
right.
steps will lead you
That's
to work
right.
with. I have to say this to you. I don't know if you have that, you know, but here's one of the last questions I have for you is, what is the quote that you live by? Do you have a phrase that always you'll always remember or always come to your mind? It always brings forward what that would be.
So that's completely unrelated to what we've been talking about.
That's
because
okay.
I've been always a very anxious person. Always.
No way. No.
Very little. No, you haven't noticed, right, Rebecca?
No.
I even passed it on to my kids. So I've always been this very, very anxious person, you know, the kid where my mom couldn't tell me things up until the moment they were happening. Otherwise, I would just make everybody crazy with questions and anxiety.
Right.
So that's something that I've been consistently working through my whole life. But
wow.
when you're a kid, you don't really work in yourself, right? You have your parents working in you. And I remember that every time I had an anxiety attack, I was just very anxious and hyper. My mom would sing me a song. And the song and it talks about God's timing, and the song says, "And his time, and his time, he makes everything beautiful in his time."
Stop. We gotta sing it.
It's actually "And your time was in his," because I listened to it in Portuguese.
Okay.
But it goes like something like, "And his time, and his time." No, it's "In your time. In your time, you make everything beautiful in your time." I think it goes like that in English.
I love
But
that.
She would sing that to me, and it would make me so annoyed because, you know, I, as a kid, I didn't get it. But then I went through so much in life. And back in 2019, it was such a hard time for me. I had lots of things that I had to work through. 2019, 2020. And that one thing, you know, "In his time" would always get me through. And it's funny because I used to hate it as a kid, but then as a grown up, you know, I couldn't, I was always remembering my mom's voice saying, "In his time, it's going to happen. Just hang on. It's going to happen." As we said, one step at a time, you keep taking action and you wait, it's going to happen. So it got to a point that I even got a tattoo.
Oh,
can't really show it here. Ah, where's the camera? Here.
Okay.
Oh, it's and very tiny.
Yes. "In his time."
It says "in his time." And it's my constant reminder to breathe and, you know, wait, take one little action. Maybe I'm not going to be able to do 100,000 things today, but it's okay, because even if I did 100,000 things today, I couldn't still manipulate time. I would still have to wait. So I'll do whatever I can. I'm going to be intentional. As you know, we got to be intentional about lots of things on a given day, right? You're doing business, you're doing kids, you're doing the housework, everything. So you can't just do everything for everything. Breathe and wait. time's going to be by your side, and then it's going to happen eventually. So that is my very simple personal quote, and his time that calms me down, that makes me breathe and then wait until it's time to work with countries, right?
Yes. I now feel like crying. This is me. I did realize, first of all, how much I miss this podcast time, because it always fills my heart to the max. Then the second thing is, we're peeling the onion here, and I want to share something. Every time I was mad when I, as a little girl, my mom would sing me a song too.
Yeah. What was the song? Come on, let's hear it.
The song was, Não entristeça o seu coração, confie em Deus, espera. So it was like, don't be sad, your heart, trust God and wait. There's time for the summer and the winter and in the fall and the springtime.
Yes.
And then you wait.
Yes.
And then says the bird is, you know, the bird is, it talks about the birds. It's the craziest thing that you think like, oh my gosh, I hate this thing. I used to be annoying too. But it's those things that you just realize this is so deeply connected to in his time. The gift of giving time, the gift of having that ability to have that for us. I think that is so magnificent. And I just wanted to acknowledge everyone that is listening to this, because they're giving us the time, which is one of the most precious things that they can ever give. And we're so honored that they are here
with us.
So honored that we are here with us enjoying this conversation. But we have learned so amazing things to know in his time, to breathe, to enjoy, and to trust that everything will be all right.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is that God, he doesn't expect you to just sit passively and wait. You know, he makes you so special and so unique, and he expects you to be intentional, right? Take actions while you wait.
Oh, there's so many titles for this podcast. I don't even know how to start. Anyway,
peeling onions.
Oh gosh, that is so deep. But I just wanted to say, first of all, I just want to say thank you for you giving your time to this time of talking, and to our listeners. I'm just grateful. Also, I'm grateful to be able to call you friend. You have been a friend and a sister to me more than you know. And I love being around beautiful, encourage, inspire people like yourself. And I'm so honored to call you friend. And you are everything that I dream about it, and a little bit more. And I'm excited for the future, for your life. I'm excited for City Cats and all the cats. How can people find you, reach you, tell their stories, call you, say, I want to be a City Cat? And we have listeners in Canada. We have listeners in South Africa. We have listeners in Australia and United States. We have listeners everywhere. So how can they reach out to you and say, I want to be a City Cat? I can show people where to go.
Yes. Yes. So you can go to City Cat with two T's. So city.com. And you could sign up to be a City Cat, which means you would be helping people plan trips to your city. Yeah. Or you could also use our trip planner to plan your own trips with the help of a City Cat. You could go and follow me on Instagram. I'm Lizia Santos. And you could message me. I love getting messages. You could also message us on City Cat on Instagram. We're very active in there. We'd love to hear from you. We love to hear stories about authenticity, about local culture. So please, please reach out. All of you artists, I love artists. You're the best. But I love this one that's talking to me the most.
She's amazing. I receive it. So thank you so much again for being here. And I hope you guys go check it out, Lizia's. Go connect with her. Go find a City Cat for your traveler. Or you can also go and be a City Cat if you're feeling like you need to be a City Cat, which will be awesome. So, all right. Happy New Year, you guys. This is a great start for an incredible year. thank you for being here. Let's get going. Let's get going. Thank you, Lizzie, for being here. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you.